Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is the Airbuds podcast. It's
New York, where concrete bagels are made of.
How are you guys doing?
Junior.
Happy basketball, everybody. How's it going? Yeah,
it's good, man. Everybody knows who we are by now, right? We're 200 episodes in. We don't have to do the whole song and dance of names.
We've got to be like more the than basketballs. 200 in, right?
We're 250 in.
Have we been keeping track, Peter? I think you probably, more than anyone, know our numbers. What episode are we at?
I can look as we speak.
Well, as you look, like, I will say, look, I'm going to get some business out of the way. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. It gets you access to our Discord. It gets you access to an upcoming kind of not really basketball-related podcast that we are doing in collaboration with another podcast. But yeah, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. And support us, give us a 5-star review on Apple, and we will appreciate you and love you. Tell a friend about us. Go to TeePublic, search for Airbuds Podcast, and hey, buy a fucking dumb t-shirt. Done with business. Peter, what's going on?
Colin Sexton out for the year with a torn meniscus.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Definitely the worst thing to happen on my birthday was Colin Sexton going out for the year. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Moving on.
Else,
yeah, that's
say.
Great. That's just, well, that thank sucks. You. I was holding him on a couple fantasy IRs. Now I can blow that up. That's great.
You can let him go.
That's awesome.
You can let him go.
Wish I just did it. Damn it.
I think we've done about 275 episodes of the show.
There we go.
Let's call it 270. Yeah.
We're going to hit 300 before the end of the season, right?
If you include Patreon, definitely.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, with Patreon episodes, we are definitely like, we're at like 400 with Patreon probably included.
With Patreon, we're now at like Mark or Joe Rogan level. Like this is, you know, people are like, well, Joe Rogan didn't get good at podcasting until he was like 500 episodes in. So now we should be getting good at this.
Oh, sick.
I feel like maybe you are aware of that gossip because you're in the podcast industry, but I don't know anything. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I'd never heard that 500 mark thing.
You never heard that?
No.
Maybe it's just because I've been freebasing ivermectin for the last 2 weeks.
Probably. Putting it in your butt again, huh?
Mm. Yep. Yeah. An enema. Do, 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 do. An enema. Do, 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 do.
Well, happy birthday again, Peter. Let me just say. Thanks. Man, oh, man.
Had a, yep. Went to another Cavs game. I know we talked about Peter, it on the Patreon, but just want to put it out there. I've seen Ricky Rubio score 62 points in two games.
How was that? What is the experience? Because you can, you know, we talked about it on the Patreon episode, but let's talk about it a little bit here. You can literally walk to the Barclays Center. What is it like being a Brooklyn Nets fan now?
It feels bad. It feels bad. It feels... Why? Well, you know, it is a more authentic probably experience than I guess what the Clippers were when they came, but to LA. But it just like, they're just not the Knicks. They're the Brooklyn, not the Knicks is what they are.
I mean, Brooklyn's not New York. It's its own island.
Yeah. They're the Brooklyn, not Manhattan Knickerbockers.
Yep.
But the arena is cool as shit. It's cool. Worst home court advantage I've ever experienced.
Well, right.
There's like no noise.
We saw that the other night with the Warriors when the Brooklyn fans were chanting MVP for Steph Curry and not Kevin Durant.
Well, you can get them confused, though. You know, one of them is 7 foot one with a silky smooth jumper. And the other one is Aisha Curry's son. Yeah. Yep.
With a silky smooth jumper. But he is also prone to throwing his mouth guard at referees and fans.
Is there anything more disgusting in sports than Seth Curry's mouth guard?
No. It's pretty fucking gross, right?
He's still throwing that thing?
He's still fucking.
Honestly, I'd respect him if he
the side of his mouth.
It's like a middle schooler learning how to kiss. It's like watching someone kiss on Hey Arnold. That's what it's like. That's how he fucking chews that thing.
Have you guys seen the Hey Arnold Patrick Ewing shorts?
No.
No.
Instagram sent me an ad. So that you know the Ewing Athletics, you know the brand with the shoes. Ewing's got his own thing. They did a crossover with Hey Arnold and Chalkline. So it's just these like very detailed basketball shorts with Gerald and Arnold and a cartoon Patrick Ewing.
Listen, back in the good old days when cartoons used to be Jewish, that's what I'm talking about. That's my Jew York, baby. Hey Arnold.
Cartoon comics where Jews are made up.
That's it.
I never.
Our football heads will inspire you. Oh man! Well, you know what? You're probably. I think you probably missed it by like a couple years.
No, I think it literally was like my time. Like I remember people I grew up with watching it, but like it was for some reason like wasn't
because you were on them streets, dude. You at that point, you were fucking skate. You were skating every day. You were smoking fucking menthol cigarettes.
You said, see you later, boy.
Yeah.
I think it was more just like when I was at that time into weirder fucking shit. So like if it wasn't Ren and Stimpy and it wasn't Beavis and Butthead, I wasn't watching it.
He only watched Kids.
I saw Kids way too young and it fucked me up.
If it's not Kids or the Sixers, I ain't watching.
I got into Harmony Korine at like age 8, and that is I don't recommend that for anybody.
That's early. That's a little early, dude.
How is this Sixers season like, kids, Mike?
Tell us, break
well,
it down.
I'll tell you this much. Okay, so you know how the whole point of kids is that Casper gives AIDS to everybody?
Yes.
The Sixers have been giving COVID to everybody. Just like the fucking movie Kids. Yeah, I mean, everyone's been out because they've tested positive for COVID. Who knows? We have not learned yet about why the whole team has COVID. The Sixers are now, I think, they beat Portland on Saturday night, and I think that puts them like 8-6, maybe. I don't know. What was the standing? Do you have
they beat Portland? I thought they lost to Portland.
Oh, did they lose? Night. I'm sorry. I did have a date
according
night.
To
Portland
the
beat the wife, Bulls too.
So
Portland is undefeated in Portland.
Yes. So let's see. The Sixers are currently 9-8. And that is mostly just because they all have COVID. I don't know.
Thibault's back.
Thibault's back. Embiid will be back. Danny Green is out with an injury. Tobias Harris was out for a while, right, but he's back. Like, they've just been very injured already to start the season. Not a great fucking start to the season. I don't know. But who knows? What are we talking about? How the Sixers are kids? Yeah, they gave everyone COVID.
Yep.
Well, you did it. Got Yeah, you nailed it early, and then you started spinning out because we were talking about the Sixers.
Because but I spin out all the time, my guy.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Who could have seen you spitting out? A guy who on purpose bought a City jersey with Ben Simmons' name on it.
That's very funny. Is that, yes, you can't see this if you're listening right now, but I did get my Sixer City jersey, which is literally the best jersey they've ever made, I think, possibly. But I got the Simmons ones because I hate myself and I want to punish me.
yeah. Whip them little butt cheeks. There you go.
Yeah.
I got this John Wall City edition.
I do want to point out that Jamel is also wearing the Houston Rockets John Wall edition.
But
John
I
Wall,
got the Fanatics
will not
one.
Play a single fucking game this second. Season for the Rockets.
Hell yeah. I got the Fanatics one because it seemed crazy to spend $130 on a Nike one. But I don't mind it. It's like they screen print them like the old Champions one. It's never going to catch on because who gives a fuck about Fanatics as a brand. But I think I might buy a couple more of these.
Fanatics definitely connived me into accidentally getting a kid's Cleveland Browns hat this year.
What do you mean?
It showed up and I was like, this is a hat for a child.
Hey,
I can't
guess
wear this.
What? You about to have one at your crib.
Tiny baby on the way.
No, but this is for like a 6 year old. Like,
yeah, he
like,
won't
like
be able to wear it for
hat.
Years, but
yeah.
It's fine. Make them sleep in it.
Did you have to get that custom or did they have John Wall jerseys available?
They had them available and they were on sale day one. So they had printed these up, I guess, a while ago.
Damn. You should just buy all of them.
I'm just buying.
How many do you have?
I can't buy $8,000 worth of John Wall jerseys. I already bought $7,000 worth of Happy Basketball t-shirts. Hey, guys, get you a Happy Basketball shirt. The holiday season is back around.
Jamel needs to pay for gas.
Yeah. My gas bill and gas for my car. And that gas, sheesh. mm-hmm. Know what I mean? All types of unleaded fuel. Whoo.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Woo! This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. on Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, The Expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with a Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Guys, tonight...
What else is going on in basketball, James, you fucking nerds?
LeBron James got into a fight with the Detroit Pistons' Isaiah Stewart.
What a guy to fight.
What a guy to fight. It was on a foul shot. LeBron, I guess, took issue with Isaiah grabbing him or boxing him out in an aggressive way. And you could see LeBron very clearly and purposefully just like punching Isaiah Stewart in the face. And Isaiah Stewart was bleeding and angry and mad. And I think more so than any other player I can think of in the recent history of the league, he wanted to actually fight. He was trying to fight LeBron and the entire Lakers team.
He did one of the best pretending to be calm and running back into the fray moves I ever seen. I hope that's on his highlight reel at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He broke five
tackles. I'm watching
tackles.
It right now.
It's really good. LeBron hits my guy with the Kareem punch. Remember when Kareem punched that white guy?
Yep.
He kind of hit him with a slight like, Kareem.
Boom. The bap, like little like quick thing. I don't think LeBron intended to hit him the way he did, but LeBron's punch ended up like opening up his fucking eye and causing him to bleed violently.
Come on, dude. It's the
I think
King,
LeBron
baby.
Was like, get the fuck off me, but he ended up punching him harder than he wanted to. And then, yeah, Isaiah Stewart was angry and wanted
to.
Oh
my God. Holy shit. His
LeBron.
Face.
Yeah.
Jesus.
LeBron punched him. That's we can't say you can't come on here and be like LeBron didn't mean it. He punched him.
He punched him for
you
sure.
You talk about the elbow? Like,
no.
Yeah, he hit him with a little baby.
He hits him with like a little bap on his fist. He like gets a little rabbit punch.
It was a little swing. He swung it with intent. And they did throw him out of the game, which I was proud. I've never seen the refs do anything right before.
Ooh,
that was actually right.
This is like the only time it's ever been correct.
Yeah. Well done for officiating a star like a human.
I just want to say,
you're
like,
you're talking about like the punch where he just like hit him like a backhand, right?
He's got a close fist. It's not a backhand.
It's like a fist. It's like a miniature fist.
Yeah.
It's like those Jimmy Fallon arms.
This is Isaiah Stewart's like one shining moment, though, right? Like,
I think it is.
He's a lottery pick.
Yeah, but I think this is like the one. This will be the highlight of his career is that he wanted to actually fight LeBron James, and honestly, he should get a max contract off that.
For sure, Detroit should keep him forever. He should be sent a pair of white buffs to his home. On impact.
Shout out for Scott Foster, apparently, though, just teeing up Russell Westbrook because he can for no reason.
God damn it. Scott Foster was there?
Yeah, dude. Do you think he would be anybody else? Scott Foster is the real Joker, guys.
Scott
He's the
Foster.
Real fucking Joker. Remember what I wanted to name this podcast? And you guys were like, Peter, it's too much. You're being an alarmist.
It was too much, but you weren't wrong. Is the
you
thing.
Weren't wrong, but it was Peter wanted to name our podcast Scott Foster Must Die.
Well, I had just
I don't
seen,
think we get
I had just seen John Tucker Must Die on Stars recently. So
is it good?
I was real hot on that. Oh no, real hot piece of poop that nobody cares about.
Ooh.
So Peter was very passionate about naming our podcast after a terrible movie that he hated.
Movie.
He didn't like it, but we're going to do the show forever. Scott Foster was in D.C. last night, and he tried to throw the game for us. He tried his best to take that win from us. I can't believe he was in Detroit.
He got it. What was it, 103-100? Is that what the victory
was?
Yeah,
we get a rebound off a missed free throw or something. And Scott Foster called a foul with 0.6 seconds left. Like, everyone on earth thinks the game's over, but Scott Foster's at the fucking at the TV screen for like 5 minutes deciding how to make Kuzma shoot unnecessary free throws.
It's because he deserves to die.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Russ got a tech for squaring up on Frank Vogel.
His own coach?
What's that? Yeah, he had he balled up his fist and was facing Frank Vogel.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Slow down the tape. You tell me who he's looking at.
I mean, I'll be honest. How much did you know about Isaiah Stewart before tonight?
Absolutely nothing.
And a weird amount because he is on one of my fantasy teams. But
okay. That's fair.
He only wound up on one of my fantasy teams because I forgot I was drafting, and so they auto-drafted Isaiah Stewart for me.
That'll happen.
16th pick in 2020 draft.
Oh, so he was not a lottery pick. Never mind.
No, he was just at a lottery.
Probably Detroit's. He's
weirdly like projected to be Detroit's best player, I think. Like, he seems pretty good, I guess, but I don't know.
I mean, LeBron, like, has anyone drawn that much blood on such a subtle hit in a basketball game?
LeBron's been doing tonal.
Yeah, he's that. He's
been working on his arms.
He's trying to take down Peloton. Peter, how do you feel as a Peloton stockholder that LeBron is now your biggest enemy?
Fine. I feel fine.
We don't believe you.
Yeah. Don't believe
it. Listen, man, guys, I'm still thinking about Colin Sexton. All right. What do you want from me? All right.
I'm sorry, dude.
We were the kings of the we were the kings of the four seed for a good couple weeks. We had a fun thing going.
Hey, fuck that. Speaking of the Kings.
Oh yeah.
You know what I saw, Mike Benner.
Adios, Rape Magoo.
I saw
you're talking about Luke Walton, get fired. Right? Yeah.
But then I also saw a man throw up. In his courtside seats. Do you guys see this?
No. Show, dude, can you
a guy show me? Threw up at the Kings game. A guy sitting next to the coach. The guy who sit, you know, them two seats between the scorer's table and the team?
Yes.
The guy yacked all over that. I'm sending it to the chat now. Hold on. I can't believe you guys didn't see this. And then Luke Walton got fired.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I did not get it.
Wait. It's coming. I'm sorry. I just.
Oh!
You know I don't know how to use my phone.
That's all true. Right.
It's sent.
Oh!
Come on, dude. He really earled. That dude is why Luke Walton got fired.
Okay. That's a. Oh.
No, it's really bad. Buddy Hield is disgusted. Nobody's happy.
Honestly, why hasn't that happened more?
It's the first time I've seen somebody throw up on the wood since I was on Pornhub. Please kill me.
Oh my
somebody
God.
Somebody put a gun. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the guy throwing up on the wood.
I thought you were laughing at the Pornhub joke I made.
It's very funny because, like, so the guy all the way on the left is the vomits, but like your eye is drawn to the guy that gets up and walks away. And then the other guy that gets up and walks away and you kind of don't really realize that this fucking dude puked until they start bringing a broom over.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
We gotta get this team out of Sacramento. Just send them to Seattle right now for hazmat reasons.
It's pretty fucking great. I think we need to get this guy on the Air Buds podcast, the guy that puked all over the floor.
Jazz coach Snyder said, the guy was razzing me the whole game, well, at least through the first three quarters.
While he could still speak.
Right. You know, all that to say, fuck Luke Walton. Luke Walton.
Hold on. Rudy, here's a quote from Rudy Gobert. Life is full of surprise. I hope he's okay. I kind of made eye contact with him too. He was smiling and throwing up at the same
time. Guys,
how French.
This is the 75th NBA season. This is the best season ever. I'm having so much fun watching basketball, guys. Come on.
This is where amazing happens. Yeah,
pretty fucking good season so far. The parody has been great. The puke has been plentiful. Rudy Gobert has been so French. He's just so fucking French.
Goddamn walking baguette, dude. I love this game.
He was just throwing up. It was like continuously, Jordan Clarkson said. To that kid, we all had nights like that. It happens. Drink a little bit too much. I hope he's good. Just drink a little Pedialyte, you know? Tomorrow, he'll be straight. Everyone's been there before.
He is not going to be straight tomorrow.
Yeah, I like how everyone's so gentle with it, too, where it's like everyone's like, yeah, we've all been there. We've all puked on national TV.
Yeah, in $5,000 seats. Yeah, no, we have not. Every time I've thrown up, I've been at my house.
I do want to say once again, I just
alone, and I've gotten my shirt off.
For sure, shirt got to go.
Just I will say the worst. Fuck Luke Walton.
Yeah, no. R.I.P. to that fool.
Honestly, a great way to send him off. That's the respect he deserves.
really is. Yeah.
So the Kings, they're done. We can just blow that up, huh? Ben Simmons, see you soon.
Ben Simmons will be playing for the Kings soon. I think De'Aaron Fox will be on the Sixers. I'm not exactly a fan of that. I think De'Aaron Fox has been bad this season, but I think...
Is that happening?
I just think the Kings are extra motivated and will give the Sixers whatever they want right now. And the Kings have a few pieces. They have Buddy Hield. They have De'Aaron Fox. I think Harrison Barnes weirdly would be good on the Sixers. And I think the Sixers will take whatever they can get for Ben Simmons because Ben Simmons is bad. So I think if the Kings come to the table with all that, then we might be seeing Ben Simmons on the Kings very soon.
What if we start calling them the Kangs? What if we change it to the Kangs? Like Kings
can
Comedy?
I say something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think for a second LeBron just blacked out and thought that Isaiah Stewart was Enos Kanter?
I can't believe we haven't talked about any of this yet, by the way.
Enos fucking Kanter is like, he's like a fucking like conservative pundit for international issues that like, I don't think he knows what's happening. And also like the only thing he's done interesting in the last like 2 months on a basketball court is like sprain Evan Mobley's elbow. Ugh.
Condolences. What's going on? Is Enes Kanter not good?
He hasn't been good for a while. He's like literally.
No, I know, like, he's not good at basketball. I mean, is he not good?
Oh, you mean like culturally? Yeah. I don't know. I think he's very I tried to dive into this because I was like unsure of like how to react to his kind of weird call out of LeBron James. And I was like,
but like, you're mad at LeBron for China?
You're mad at LeBron
yeah, for Donald like, Trump?
Yeah, we could find some different guys to be mad at.
Yeah. And it was especially like weird that like LeBron was like, yeah, he saw that guy in the hallway and he looked the other way and kept walking. And so like, if you're going to fucking try to call me out, talk to me in my face, which is like fucking, yeah. Like why? And it seems like Enes Kanter on the face of it is just trying to get attention. He's calling well, out LeBron I now, James like, I, for attention. But then it's like hard about, because it's like also like, yes, Nike does use slave labor.
Yeah, but like
he's not wrong about that.
But like now like it's like he tweets about that's like I say like conservative pundit, because like he's tweeting about the missing woman from China.
From Pokemon?
The tennis player.
Oh yeah.
It's just like I feel like he's just like going on and like looking at his trending topics and then like selecting something to be tweeting about in a way where it's like, bro, you're the ninth person. Or no, you're like the 11th guy off the bench for the Celtics.
I mean, hey, he's using his platform, Peter. Ugh. He has a platform.
Pass.
Honestly, I thought Nike was using American children.
That'd be tight.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Peter, how happy would you be if like your fucking kid was making a Jordan come January 1?
Bro, he's going to make his own Jordans.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him the kit. He's going to sew his own fucking Jordan. His own little baby Jordans.
Aw, cute. Aww. I remember one of my best friends that I grew up with, he was having twins, and I was like, I'm going to get your kids Jordans. Like, I'm going to get them their first Jordans. That was like a cute thing I wanted to do for him. And yeah. Then I went to a store right before he was going to have kids, and I looked at the baby shoe section, and baby Jordans are like still like $180 a piece.
Yeah, they're like, not. They're over 50 for sure, which is too much for a baby.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not getting your fucking baby's Jordans. I'm sorry.
Did you send someone them got a letter?
Us baby Doc Martens, which was pretty adorable.
Oh my god! Welcome to back to Brooklyn. Was it Moby?
No, it was all of Wilco, actually.
Damn.
Yeah.
You plugged in, dog. What does a baby Doc Martin even have on the bottom?
I got a couple boxes over there. I can't dig through it.
A swastika.
I was looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Peter's a little white supremacist. Look at him.
New York.
Guys, let's talk about the rookie of the year ladder real quick. Right now, Sideline Sources has their order of the rookie of the year competition. Scotty Barnes of the Toronto Raptors, Evan Mobley of the Cavs, and then, you know, the rest of the fucking list doesn't really matter. They've got
hey, you got to shout out Franz. Come on.
Franz Wagner. Yeah, we got
Big Franzia.
Josh Giddey. We got Cade Cunningham. I think to me personally, Scotty Barnes has been fucking incredible. Evan Mobley has been fucking incredible. The rest of the rookies are like a tier below. Yeah,
I agree with that.
But what do you guys think, Peter? Evan Mobley going to come back and overtake Scotty Barnes for Rookie of the Year competition?
I mean, it's going to be neck and neck, but like, I mean, this is the first time I've followed a Cavs team that I've had that's had hope that's not without around LeBron in probably since I was 10. Mobley's good, man. He's fucking, so fucking long good. As shit.
Yeah. he seems, because he's so stick-like, he's so thin because he's a baby child, people think they can take advantage of him. But, dude, he'll go right at whoever.
He's legit. He's legit.
He's stick-stickly, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick-stickler.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, no, we got a steal. We got one right. So, and Garland's kind of figuring out what to do. He's got Evil Kermit is Marco Rubio. Oh, my God. His Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio. Marco Rubio, for sure. Yeah.
No, it's
late.
Yeah, we just appreciate you even being here. Come on. We know it's 1 million o'clock. I was shocked to see Chris Duarte fell out so far. Has he just been hurt? Because he was like, he was the best rookie for like two straight weeks.
And then
for a week.
It was like 2 weeks, dude.
It was like, yeah, it was definitely two games.
It was like six games.
Peter walked away.
That's fair.
You offended him.
How did Jalen Green fall below Cade Cunningham?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, how did Jalen Green fall below Cade Cunningham?
It is weird that they don't have Jalen Green in this top five. I would maybe knock out Cunningham or Wagner for Jalen Green on this. I mean, Jalen Green has been like just fucking killing it for the Rockets, even though the Rockets suck shit. Like, he's been hitting like game winning threes. Jamel's repping his Houston jersey right now. Yeah, I don't know. I put Jalen Green in there over probably Wagner or Cunningham.
Fine. That's fine.
Jamel, I just want to congratulate you on the Wizards being very good.
Still, somehow. I could smell a 3-game losing streak coming. And when I was watching the game last night, we were down 10 with like 3.5 minutes left. And Brad had like 2 dumbass turnovers back to back. And I turned it on SVU, but then it was an episode of SVU that I didn't like. So I eventually turned it back on and was shocked to see we had won that game. Unbelievable.
And then I feel like you post it on Instagram, on Twitter, on every available social media.
Snapchat, LinkedIn. Times
each about how good the Wizards were.
Yeah, everyone needs to understand that. What else is there? What else do you want me to say? We're getting home court in the playoffs. It's a wrap. It's over. Everybody else can pack it up. We don't even need Rui. Rui is never playing basketball again. How about that? You like that?
I don't like that. I love Rui and I want him back in the league.
The word is he participated in shoot around yesterday. So this is his first team activity.
Hell yeah.
So strange. I say anything, bro. Can we just get a quote from you?
No, you can't.
I mean, Say Anything. Is that a band? Is he in Say Anything?
I think it's a movie.
Okay. I thought it was a movie and a band. I thought it was a band based on the movie.
Oh, it might be. I don't know. I don't know about the band.
Peter knows Say Anything. Drop it on me. I know you heard
it. In your eyes, the light, the heat, right?
Okay, yeah, that is good. Yes. Thank you.
Boombox.
Yeah, you nailed it. Guys, anything else we want to talk about?
I got to go to bed.
Yeah, he should probably sleep.
Let us get out of here. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.